News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
For many mothers, the WhatsApp group is meant to offer support, but it can quickly become a breeding ground for judgment, gossip, and so-called mean girl behaviour. Actress Ashley Tisdale French recently revealed she left a high-profile celeb Los Angeles mums group, describing it as toxic. Joining us to discuss this is Esther McCarthy, Weekend Magazine columnist with the Irish Examiner. Esther, I have to say, I like to think of myself as a highbrow sort of political intellectual, but I got completely, completely sucked into the Ashley Tisdale French row with all her celeb friends. It's absolutely fascinating, isn't it?
It is popcorn popping time to get out and go, oh my God, because we've all been there, Shane. We've all been in that, well, I have anyway, that WhatsApp group that you're like, I actually don't belong here.
Just not with Hilary Duff, Mandy Moore and Meghan Trainor.
No, no, no. But my cool blondes are, you know, just the same as Cork. But you know what? No, I think this is why we're all kind of linked into it. It's very universal. It doesn't matter who it is. There's always the cool mom. There's always the one who organizes everything. There's always the kind of three super cool, I think anyway, like witches in the corner that kind of control everything and decide what happens and who goes where. Like, we're still really that little girl in primary school and that doesn't want to be left out, even when we're moms.
And is there bitchiness on WhatsApp groups?
Not outright bitchiness in my experience, but there's certainly the read between the lines here, lads. Sometimes there's always splinter groups. So you'll have a big group for, you know, reminder to bring in the costume tomorrow group for all of the class. And then there'll be kind of little splinter groups go off that, boys and moms. I tried to look in my own phone last night when I was thinking about talking with this, and I actually had to stop counting. I couldn't see how many groups I have. And that's natural, and you're not going to be friends with everyone, and you'll, you know, gravitate towards certain people, and that's all fine. But when it becomes an issue is if you're in a group that makes you feel, I'm actually don't like this, and I feel I'm, but you see, when it's a mom's group or a parent's group, it's your child that's involved as well. So that's why we're second guessing ourselves. We don't want our kid to be left out of anything. We don't want to not know that everyone's going to the cinema after youth club on Friday, you know. So I really felt for her, actually, you know, that toxic stuff, no matter what our age is, we have to be careful and we have to remember, try to include everyone, and, you know, whether it's Hilary Duff and Mandy Moore or not.
Side chats, this concept. I mean, when I read it, I kind of knew what it was immediately. But this idea that, yeah, there's a WhatsApp group for all the parents, but then there's a select group who have their own one in which they give out about everybody else, basically.
Yeah, there's loads of them. Like, and some of them are very innocuous. And actually, one thing that happened to me that only years later, a mom said to me, one of my first boys, we kind of organised a little group to say it was going to, I think it was GA, say that at a certain time that the GA was going from one, you know, from a drama drop to a GA drop. And four of us kind of got in together and was like, took turns once. So it meant once a month, I only have to do the drop. And because the car I had at the time only could take that amount of kids, I, you know, there was just three others I asked to go in with me, say. And years after, one mom said she felt really left out, and it would have been so helpful for her to have been in that group because she was stuck at work at the time. And jeepers, you know, it was nothing mean. It was nothing deliberate. It was literally, what three could I kind of grab into this now to help me, you know? So I suppose, again, I wasn't aware, and maybe I should have done it in the bigger group and say, look, let's do a carpool, anyone up for it, which I didn't. But again, that was my first kid. I think I'm learning now to be a bit more aware, if you know, because there's nothing worse, no matter what age you are, Shane, the feeling of being left out.
Oh, it's crushing.
Most of us are all working as well, you know, so we want to just help each other.
Yeah. You know the way people are nastier in online, for example, on X or whatever, people say things that they'd never dream of saying. Is there a concern that people on WhatsApp are kind of, and I use the term bitchy, but I mean men and women, is there an inclination to be bitchier when you're on a WhatsApp group, do you think?
No, to be honest, the written word remains is something my dad just always said to me. And I think people are very conscious that you can go back over the group chat. And I went, what did Johnny say there last year? I think people are careful, and that's why the splinter groups start, especially during COVID. I think I noticed, so say you're on a Zoom call for a class thing about a general, you know, let's have a virtual basis. And then I noticed I'd be starting to be added to loads of group chats while the person is talking on Zoom because they wanted to have a bit, but they didn't want to put it into the main. Why was I being... I don't know why they thought I'd be interested in the bitching part. But, you know, like, I feel if you're bitching, you're not doing it on the main group. You're doing it in the splinter ones. And then that can become very mean girly because you feel you have... Oh, it's only those three who get my humour or who, you know, had a beef with that guy last year, so we can all say it. Or do you know what I mean? So it is, and you do definitely say things on WhatsApp groups you wouldn't say to the person's face.
Okay, Esther McCarthy, Weekend Magazine columnist with the Irish Examiner. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning. Let us know your own stories about WhatsApp groups. Are you Hilary Duff? Are you Mandy Moore? Let us know. Check out that story. It is absolutely fantastic. 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.